Hello, and welcome to Gen X, Y, and I, a conversation with generations of positive people, featuring Real World Dar.
I am here.
Millennials Helen.
Hello.
And Chris, that's me. Gen Z Layla.
Hi.
And not so silent Bob.
I'm here.
We'll make you laugh, we'll make you think, and we'll always end on a happy note. This episode is brought to you in part by Breakwater Federal Credit Union in Houghton, Michigan. They have a special offer for our listeners. Come in for a consumer loan, mention this podcast, and they will waive the $100 processing fee. Limit one per person, membership required, and all loans are subject to credit approval. On today's episode, we're talking about common phrases, words, or slang unique to our generation.
Oh, this is fun. This is a quiz, y'all. So one generation will talk about slang from their generation, and we have to guess what it means. So this is great. But we'll introduce our guest people's generations. We got Layla, who was Aaron from season 3's daughter.
Yep.
So welcome into the studio,
thank
Layla.
Thank you. Always glad to be here.
And then our buddy, Helen from season 3, our friend from
Shaq.
She's back.
But she's been a friend before season 3.
Yes. She's a longtime friend. So Helen, welcome back.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Okay. So how do we want to do this? We want to start with Bob. You want to do your slang first?
Sure.
All right. Yeah. Okay, Bob.
I have no idea how this is going to go, so we'll see what happens. Fiddlesticks.
Fiddlesticks.
Oh, I know that one.
What is it, Chris?
Fiddlesticks? Oh, that's something that you say when something doesn't go right.
Like,
ah, fiddlesticks.
Oh, man.
Yeah, that's one
right.
I use. I use that one.
I thought that was right, but I wasn't sure. So you were so strong and confident about it, Chris, that...
I think you guys are going to get every one of these. I was like, oh, here's one maybe you won't get. Jalopy.
Jalopy.
Oh, he knows it too.
What is it, Chris?
That's a beater.
You're an old man.
I am an old man.
Yeah, old soul.
Uh-huh. You're old, I'm an old soul. That's another word for a beater.
Beater, like beater car?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
A jalopy.
Oh, yeah. Maybe I've heard of that.
You know, it sounds like a soup to me. Jalopy. Now,
okay, so I will say that we grew up with jitneys. Does anyone know what a jitney is?
No.
Okay, so this is funny because it reminds me of jalopy, but a jitney is... It's just a neighborhood dude, usually that has a really, like, a big car, and he hangs out at the grocery stores, and they takes people home for their groceries. This is like a unofficial taxi. So we had jitneys in the hood in Detroit. Okay, Bob, sorry.
You sound like a broken record.
Oh, yeah. I know that one. Do you know that one?
Saying the same thing over and over.
Mm. Yeah. So that's a common, it's still used, I guess, today, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, yeah. Sound like a broken record right now, Bob.
Yeah. I'm trying to find something hard. It's hard. Let me see. I've got one more. I think you guys would know ankle biter and cruising for a bruising. So I'm not using
it. Wait.
I don't know cruising for a bruising.
Ankle biter. I think that's a small dog. Is that a small dog?
No.
Ooh, that's what I thought. Anybody else got a guess?
I thought it was like an annoying person. Like for a joke, we call my siblings ankle biters.
Yes. Small kids.
Small kids, yeah.
Yes, ankle biters.
Okay.
Annoying small kids.
Yes.
Mosquitoes. Okay. So this cross generation, ankle biters. All right. Is it my turn? I guess I'm the next generation. Ooh, I got some juicy ones for you.
You can stump us.
All right. Let me start with something that's very Detroit, and it's what up, doe?
What?
What up, doe?
What did you say? Say it again.
Saying what's
like,
up?
It's like what's
what up,
up,
doe?
It's like how you doing?
Yeah, mm-hmm. It is very, very Detroit, but it's in this very 90s. What up, doe?
My dad, Kurt, was from Detroit, and he likes to say that a lot at home.
Fat, P-H-A-T. Bob, do you know what P-H-A-T means?
I do not.
Like cool?
Yep. Fat. That's fat. Cool. That means you like.
Okay.
You dope. You know what dope means.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So fat means like, yeah, you, it's fat. They fat. Huh. I don't know. I'm not saying
it. I'm it's hard to pronounce the P-H rather than the F.
I'll write some of these down.
Home slice.
Home slice.
Home slice.
Don't you mean home skillet?
It can be home skillet as well. Chris obviously knows what it means. What's home slice, Bob?
I have no idea.
Chris, what is home slice or home skillet?
I mean, it's like a homie.
Yeah, it's like a friend.
Yeah.
You're my home slice. You're my home skillet.
Oh, my God. If somebody ever called me that, I think that they're probably giving me a hard time.
All right. I got two more. Dip, D-I-P.
A negative term?
Anybody else want to guess?
Well, like if you're going to dip, you're going to leave.
You're going to leave. Mm-hmm. I'm about to dip. That means I'm about to leave.
Okay.
So dip is another one. And, that's easy. This is...
Give me an easy one. Come on.
Okay, dis. D-I-S-S.
Dis.
I know
that's
this
easy,
one.
Bob.
Another way of saying this.
The audience is laughing at you right now.
Dis. So dis, what?
You want me to use it in a
negative
sentence?
Term, like a negative? You're dissing the person?
Good job. Ding, 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 ding. Yes. Like dissing a person, like I am disrespecting, maybe? Diss, like.
Yeah.
Yeah, talking down.
Bet,
them.
Talking down. Mm-hmm. Yep. All right, Jen Wise.
Oh, that's us millennials, right? Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. What you got over
millennials.
There?
First one I got is swole.
Oh, I know what that means. Layla, you don't know?
I didn't. Swole, like, is that like it's cool, like swell?
I like that guess, but
not quite. Bob, what you got?
I have no idea.
My guess is like it's like proud. You beefed up, like you swole, like you're
swill.
No, it means like you're prideful, arrogant.
I mean, that wasn't the Google definition, Dart, but I do like the answer because it was like beefed up, muscular, but. Getting swole at the gym.
Okay,
right?
Swollen,
so you're
yeah.
truly just okay. the meaning of it, but I like
your
spin on it.
Actually, I have a
it.
Friend that we call Swole, and he was like beefed up. Like, yeah, okay.
Chris, you got one?
FOMO.
Is that this generation or?
I don't quite know.
I mean,
it's difficult to say because like our generation, like it's on its way out in terms of being most, but like a lot of things, it's still really fresh.
It's a good one. Bob, do you know what FOMO means?
I don't know what it means.
FOMO. Layla, I know
FOMO?
You know.
Did I say it right?
Yeah, FOMO. I don't think I know.
FOMO.
So, okay, so there we go.
It is your generation.
It I know might be an indication.
I know exactly what it means.
What does it mean?
Fear of missing out.
Mm.
Is that right?
Yes.
Okay.
I can feel the anxiety over here.
So you didn't know it either?
No, I didn't.
You didn't?
No.
Okay, do you know YOLO?
Yes.
Okay, so is that your generation or you think that's why?
I think it's yours, but like I know it. A lot of people.
Okay, what is YOLO, Bob? YOLO.
I have no idea.
You only live once.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
So it's like.
Acronyms for everything.
Okay. It is, yeah.
It's something a little bit from the texting days back when it was just the T9.
Oh, yes.
That's the 9 right. pad. Mm-hmm.
Those are the kinds of things I have to Google.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like LOL. Mm-hmm.
I'm going to use that next time I text Bob.
Oh, lol.
Yes.
Yeah. Lol. Lol what?
Well, let me Google it.
Gosh. Okay, Helen, what else? Or Chris, what else you got?
What about bae?
Oh.
That's like babe.
Hold on. Oh, did Bob guess first?
Did you say babe?
I said bae.
Bae.
B-A-E.
B-A-E.
That's your wife, Bob.
Oh. Babe.
Carol's
your bae.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, okay.
She's like your wife, your girlfriend. Girlfriend, boyfriend. It could
use the word babe.
Partner.
Googling it, it said it actually originally stood for before anyone else, then your bae, but then it was obviously shortened, babe, baby.
Okay. Huh. I never knew before anyone else, though.
Oh, okay. Because I mean, sometimes I might refer to my wife, you know, babe.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So that's kind of close to that. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Just even shorter.
Yeah.
We like to shorten things.
They like to shorten everything.
Mm-hmm. I mean, we are a little basic.
What does basic mean, Bob?
Basic is getting down to brass tacks.
Okay. So he used a slang to describe a slang. Do you all know what brass tacks mean?
Oh, I know that.
I don't.
You don't? You don't, Layla? Okay. What is brass tacks, Bob?
It means getting down to what's real. I mean, what you really understand.
Okay, so basic is a little different. Mm-hmm. There's a little different meaning when Chris says it.
Oh wait, I think I know.
It's like someone.
Guess.
It's like someone who's kind of bland, like you just like a basic dude.
Yeah.
Basic blonde with blue eyes.
Oh.
That can be one
she
thing.
She just put it on the whole sentence.
I don't have blue eyes, so I'm not taking offense on that one.
Yeah, we're not adverse to blonde.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. What'd you say, Chris?
Or are you like your basic and you just like your PSL?
Mm-hmm. What's PSL?
Your pumpkin spice latte.
In the fall.
All right. You got one more in you?
I'm going to turn it over to Gen Z. See if she can stump us all.
All right, Layla. I'm starting to sweat. My armpits are getting wet.
Do you guys know what aura is? Like if you have aura?
I mean, of course, aura is a beautiful thing in the sky. So I would guess aura is a positive thing, sort of something beautiful.
Yes. Well, it's a positive. I guess you call it positive.
It's kind of like your vibe. Your vibe.
Yeah. So another like a synonym to this. Okay. So it's kind of hard to use as a sentence.
Oh, how would you say it? They got aura?
They got aura. So that's the same as like they have riz.
Okay, thanks for clarifying that. And I have no idea what Riz is.
Riz is short for charisma.
I did learn that recently.
Riz, they have Chris.
If you have W Riz, that means you have.
Okay, we've now turned into a whole foreign language right now.
Yeah. W Riz is like W stands for like winning, right? Like W Riz. So, you like winning Riz, you're able to like catch a girl or something like that. So if a guy has W Riz, then they were able to like pick up a girl.
Oh my goodness.
Mm-hmm.
I should be taking
and
notes.
Aura is like another version of Riz, which is short for charisma.
Okay. Mm-hmm. We got there.
That was a whole lesson.
That was a whole really lesson.
Like do you guys know what on fleek means?
Yes. Bob, you know what on fleek means?
No, I don't. Everybody Chris, else is shaking their head. Everybody knows it but me, huh?
Pretty much.
Okay.
It's kind of like amazing or like you're on point. On fleek.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
On so. Fleek.
But it's also, it really describes a person like that's their look, their appearance,
yes,
right?
Yes.
So someone that's on fleek is like they got it together.
They got it together.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
yeah.
Dressed to the nines.
Dressed to the nines. What's dressed to the nines? You know what that means?
No.
Okay. That's a good one, Chris. Slip that one in. Dress to the nines is like.
So why not dress to the 10?
I don't know. But you know what dress to the nines mean?
It means really good, looking great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
that's what I'm saying, but 10 is better than 9.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Something my sisters and I like to say is like girl math.
Spell that.
Girl math. It's literally girl math. So an example of this would be like, I didn't get coffee yesterday, so I get to have two coffees today. Oh. Girl math.
I love it.
It's like an inside joke between like women and like their silly calculations. Yes.
So you just kind of make up a calculation and just to be able to do what you want.
You buy
do.
Everything on sale, still cost $100. Girl math.
Very nice. Did you know that one, Helma?
I did know that one. I'm on TikTok, so I keep up.
Mm-hmm. They got it going on.
My last one is caught in 4K.
Oof. I tapped out.
Okay.
Caught in 4K, so 4K, 4K.
Mm. That's a resolution.
Exactly. Bob, you have a guess. Caught in 4K. You have stumped us all.
So this one is like when you're caught doing something stupid or like embarrassing.
Oh,
so if you see someone picking their nose in public, you'll be like, oh my gosh, this guy is caught in 4K.
What's 4K mean?
I don't really know. I just know that like caught in 4K means catching someone doing something embarrassing.
Oh, why am I trying to understand slang? You don't try
you
to make
don't
sense
under-
of slang.
No, you just go with the flow.
That's very cool.
I just got pwned.
You got what?
I just got pwned.
What is pwned?
Oh, we'll leave it on that. That's the happy note. Thanks for listening. If you have any suggestions you'd like us to discuss, you can email us at genxyandi@gmail.com. Also, let us know what you think of the episodes. We love hearing from you. You can find us on Facebook, Instagram, X, Apple Podcast, Audioboom, or your podcast platform of choice. Thanks again to our wonderful sponsors, REO Acoustics, Upper Peninsula Audiology, and Breakwater Federal Credit Union.